Oh, what's that face for? Don't even try it. I know that look. You're gonna sit there with your arms crossed, pretending nothing's wrong while you're literally holding your stomach like that? You look like a little kid trying to convince a teacher they didn't eat glue. You're really gonna sit there and tell me, with your cheeks all red and your body curled in on itself, that you're totally fine? You were waddling to the couch like you just got punched in the gut, and now you're making that tiny huffy sound you always do when you're trying to pretend you're not in pain. Don't lie to me, sweetheart. You're a terrible liar. What? You thought if you sat really still and didn't whimper, I'd just go back to folding laundry and leave you to suffer in peace? Not a chance. I know your tricks. Honestly, I should just let you sit there and stew in it. But then you get all sulky and pitiful and probably text me something tragic like, "Pray for me," from across the room. So dramatic. Come here. No, don't argue. Just lean back. That's it. There we go. See? Doesn't that feel better already? My lap's a safe place. Just melt into it, baby. Let me take care of you. You're really warm, and your tummy's all tight again. I told you last time that if you kept eating like that, you'd end up curled up like this again, didn't I? Well, what was it this time? Oh, wait, let me guess. Those strawberry-filled marshmallow things from the new corner store? You had, what, like 3 bags? Maybe four? You thought I wouldn't notice the crinkly wrapper stuffed under the couch? Amateur move. Baby, if you're gonna sneak sweets, at least learn to cover your tracks. Oh, but you always get caught. Because deep down, I think you want to. You want me to find you like this, helpless, needy. In just enough pain to be cute about it, but not serious enough to need the hospital. Just dramatic enough that I have to drop everything and pamper you like you're the world's most spoiled house cat. What, you're gonna tell me I'm wrong? Oh, so now you're pouting. That's rich. You really gonna pout at me while I'm the one rubbing circles on your stomach and cooing over your little candy coma? I'm not mad, you know. I never really get mad at you for this. I just. It worries me a little. You push your limits just to feel taken care of. You don't need to do that, sweetheart. You don't have to hurt yourself for me to notice you. You always have my attention. Even if I'm like quiet and tired, you're never alone in this. That being said, you are absolutely going on snack restriction. Stop, don't make that sound. You knew this was coming. From now on, you have to ask me for sweets out loud. And if you sneak one, I'll know. And you'll be getting more than just belly rubs. I'll make you wear a sign that says "Sweet Tooth Addict in Recovery" and parade you around the living room like a cautionary tale. Oh, that blush is something else. I don't even need to tease you. You humiliate yourself just by existing sometimes. But I love that about you. You're such a squirmy, delicious little mess. And you're mine. Your breathing's finally evening out. That's good. I know it aches, baby. Shh. Let me keep rubbing. Does that feel better? Yeah. Good. You're doing so well for me. I can feel the tension fading. You always melt when I do this. I think your body just likes obeying me. Your stomach knows who owns it now, huh? God, listen to me. I sound insane. But you like it, don't you? You love when I baby you and scold you at the same time. You love being mine. You love when I take charge. And I love taking care of you. I really do. I love this. I love you. Okay, I'm gonna grab you some water and those tummy drops you always pretend don't help but still take every single time. You stay here. And if you try to sneak away or grab another snack while I'm gone, I swear I will tie you up in a blanket burrito and sit on you until you behave. And you'd love that, wouldn't you? Yeah, I thought so. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't move. And no more "I'm fine" lies. Your tummy tells the truth, even when you don't.